This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Romania, member of the European Union, member of NATO, frontline in the Ukraine-Russia war, shares a border with Ukraine and with Moldova, both countries in question, their futures. The Black Sea Basin itself is in turmoil. Turkey operating in Syria. You'd have to say Georgia at this point is fragile government. And then there's Russia dominating the Black Sea, except in the contest in Ukraine, the North Koreans have been brought in to supplement the Russian army. All this leads to turmoil throughout the area, no more so than in Romania, because there's now news. The election that was held and then annulled by the Supreme Court of Romania is now scheduled for May. And I welcome Antonio Calabasciano, an analyst for geopolitical futures and a professor at the National University in Bucharest, to help me unpack the candidates we know of so far and what are the policies. Is any of this populism, the populism we've seen in Berlin, in London, in Paris, in Rome, and certainly in the United States on the eve of Donald Trump retaking the office of the presidency? Antonio, we have candidates, and I'd like to go through them to learn from you how these candidates are speaking to the Ukraine crisis, to the European Union's lack of energy resources for a cold winter, and for the world of Donald Trump one more time. The name that I remember best from the previous election that was scheduled and then annulled, now annulled, was stopped and now annulled, Alina Lascone, leader of the opposition, it says, Save Romania Union Party, USR. What does Alina represent? What does that mean about Romania's government now? Good evening to you.
Good evening and Happy New Year to you and to our listeners, because it's the first time that I'm online. Indeed, Alina Lasconi is basically representing the pro-European but anti-establishment party. She is pro-democracy, but she's criticizing the current coalition, saying that they have been long been corrupt and not done well in leading the country. Her values are pro-Western, pro-NATO. She is very much campaigning on a pro-Brussels campaign. She's pretty much focused on maintaining Romania and Romania's policies within those of the European Union. And of course, her main, opposition on this, because she's been the second in the last election, considering the results, is Călin Georgescu. Her main adversary is still Călin Georgescu. Now, obviously, the coalition candidate is also going to be a main adversary to her, but that's another story.
The question of Alina Lasconi also includes her disagreement with the Constitutional Court. I said Supreme Court. I translated it into American terms. Constitutional Court annulled that first round. Did they explain the annulment? What is the explanation from the Constitutional Court, quite aside from the anecdote at the time that there was Russian interference? Did they say that?
So that is correct. She is saying that there has been little evidence provided by the authorities and the Constitutional Court in terms of why they have annulled the results of the first term. And she's taking it personally. She's saying that it's been a political will that has forced the annulment, since there has been very little evidence provided since and until now, which is a major question, I must say, in Romania and Romanian politics right now. And it is very much debated, because obviously while there have been probably some influences over the first term you need to have evidence, and the authorities haven't been exactly rushing in providing evidence that the first term was really, really under the attack of Russian influence, and that has been proved in terms of particular facts and evidence provided.
To recover the anecdotes at the time, Colin Georgescu had made TikTok videos, very short, one of him as a martial arts expert, another of him as riding a white horse, and I think there was something about him singing. I don't remember all of them, but they were odd presentations on TikTok. And the anecdote at the time was that that was Russia interfering, and that was Georgescu taking the a bounty of Russia. I believe there were lots of TikTok accounts that suddenly showed up on media in Romania. That's my memory. Was there something else that pointed towards Russia or that was part of the talk at the time?
There was something else in the sense that he was also providing some explanations within the campaigning and on the videos, but also off videos on Facebook and other social media related to his stance towards the war in Ukraine, for instance, which he said did not exist. Therefore, we should get closer to Russia. So his entire platform was very much friendly to Russia, apart from the fact that he also campaigned in a sort of an unfair manner where he did not point out that his TikTok videos or other videos on Instagram, on Facebook, on whatever else he campaigned were part of a political campaigning for the presidential elections. And therefore, considering the way that social media was dealing with political elements and political messaging, his videos were tracked in a very, let's say, very popular means through algorithm and everything else. I'm not a technologist, and I'm not very knowledgeable of that kind of stuff. But besides the technicalities, there was also the messaging of the campaigns themselves and what he's saying, what he is currently saying, actually, about the EU, NATO, Russia, is pointing towards his closeness to the Kremlin.
Right now, Antonia, we have several months to go. Do you believe the vote will go forward and that Romania has taken the correct steps not to have this happen again? We have about 30 seconds.
I believe that the vote will take place in May. I still do not know what the candidates. So we know for sure that Elena Lisconi is going to be one of the candidates, but we don't know if Colin Georgescu will be let to be in the vote itself. We do not know for sure what the other candidate from the coalition is. And as for correctness, to be fair, I do believe that evidence needs to be provided for the population to actually understand whether Romanian elections were under threat or not. Because without clear strategic communication from the government and its institutions, we risk having a race in populism, no matter who wins the next election.
Antonio Calabasanu in Bucharest, Romania, Frontline. I'm John Batchelor.